is coming your way on the 8th and 9th of May at Solwezi Airport. Experience massive earth-moving machinery live in action. Test drive the latest vehicles on display. Discover cutting-edge innovations in mining, agriculture, and technology. Connect with top industry leaders, financial institutions, and service providers. All this and more spread across over 20 acres of pure exhibition power. Tickets are only 50 kwacha, available online on Nova Tickets. For more information, call 0967-779998 or email info@lusakahappening.com. Solwezi Motor Mining and Agricultural Expo.
The Share Jesus Boldly movement keeps leveling up, and we want you to be a part of it. Follow the Share Jesus Boldly WhatsApp channel. Just open WhatsApp, go to updates, search for Share Jesus Boldly, and click follow to get tools, tips, and resources to help you share your faith every day. Share the channel with your friends and anyone who wants a community of like-minded believers, a place where we inspire, empower, and equip each other for the Great Commission. Let's share Jesus boldly together.
The time is 18 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
My son just moved to the UK. And honestly, I was so worried about how I would send money to him. Different country, different currency. It all just felt stressful. And then I discovered Ecobank International Transfers. I opened my mobile app, and in just a few steps, I sent money directly from my account to him. In foreign currency, safe, secure, and no delay. It gave me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the distance.
Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank International Transfers. Ecobank, a better way to bank without borders.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
The Landlord and Tenants Association of Zambia calls for regulation of house rent. Opposition Democratic Party concerned over decision to retable CCTV bill in Parliament, and Sudan accuses Ethiopia and UAE for orchestrating drone attacks on airport. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The Landlord and Tenants Association of Zambia has expressed concern with the overpricing of houses in urban areas such as Lusaka and the Copper Belt province. The concerns come amid growing complaints from tenants who accused some landlords of charging excessively high rentals for properties that are not up to standard. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Association Secretary Jeff Lukonde said it is unfair for landlords to overprice houses simply because they are located in urban setup despite lacking basic standards. Just because a house is located in an urban area does not mean it should be overpriced, especially when it is not up to standard, Mr. Lukonde said. Mr. Lukonde has since called for the regulation of house rents in Lusaka and the Copper Belt to address these growing concerns. He further proposed the introduction of a statutory instrument, SI, to regulate rental charges, noting that the current Rent Act is not sufficient to protect tenants. Mr. Lukonde has also urged landlords to ensure that any increase in rent is matched with property improvements, observing that many failed to carry out necessary renovations. Police in Lusaka have formally charged and arrested opposition Economic Freedom Fighters EFF leader Kasonde Mwenda, aged 42, of Lusaka, for the offense of transmitting and solicited deceptive electronic communications contrary to Section 19 of the Cyber Crimes Act No. 4 of 2025. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi said the suspect is alleged to have, on May 1st, 2026, produced and circulated a deceptive video on his Facebook page, Kasonde Mwenda C. The video forcefully depicted a presidential motorcade as having lost its way en route to an event in Chinsali district, said Mr. Chilawi in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He said that Mr. Mwenda remains in police custody and is expected to appear in court soon.
Contrary to Section 19 of the Cybercrimes Act No. 4 of 2025, it is alleged that on May 1, 2026, Mr. Mwenda produced and transmitted a deceptive video on his Facebook page, Kasonde Mwenda, depicting a presidential motorcade as having lost its way en route to an event in Chinsali district, a claim which is not true. The suspect remains in custody and is expected to appear in court soon.
Opposition Democratic Party DP President Akim Jovu has expressed concern over the decision to retable the closed circuit television CCTV Public Protection Bill in Parliament, where it has already passed its second reading. In 2026, the Parliamentary Select Committee recommended that the bill be sent back for revision, citing the absence of clear safeguards on the collection, use, transmission and disposal of CCTV footage. The committee warned that, in its current form, the proposed law could be open to abuse. However, speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Njovu said it is worrying that the bill has been brought back to Parliament without adequately addressing the concerns that led to its initial referral for revision. Mr. Njovu further raised concern over what he described as the potential intrusion into citizens' private spaces. This bill not only infringes on people's human rights, but also suggests a level of insecurity on the part of government, said Mr. Njovu. He has since called on government to reconsider the bill and limit the installation of CCTV cameras to public spaces where they are most appropriate.
A bit intrusive and it takes away our freedom. It's like we were losing everything after the Cyber Act, I think, which has the curtailed our free checks and balances that citizens provide to the government. Now they go into the CCTV. I believe we are losing everything that we have as citizens. So it's better that they reconsider that and just block it. I think it's not necessary. The privacy is required. I think that's a very important thing in our lives.
The Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants, ZICA, has raised concern about the fiscal implications of the tax measures following Cabinet's decision to zero-rate value-added tax, VAT, and suspend excessive duty on petrol and diesel imports for 3 months. ZICA President Yande Mwanya says in the 2026 national budget, the removal of fuel subsidies had created room for increased spending on social programs such as free education, social cash transfers, and drought response initiatives. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Ms. Mwanya cautioned that the suspension of fuel-related taxes, although framed as a temporary emergency measure, could effectively mirror the financial impact of subsidies by diverting government revenue to stabilize fuel prices. She says this could strain public finances and threaten Zambia's ongoing fiscal consolidation efforts. Ms. Mwanya says the 2026 budget has already allocated significant resources to key sectors, including 7.65 billion kwacha for social cash transfers, 26.2 billion kwacha for health, and 33.0 billion kwacha for education. Any revenue shortfall could jeopardize these critical programs, said Ms. Mwanya. She has urged government to clearly outline how it plans to address the anticipated revenue gap without undermining social spending priorities or the country's debt sustainability agenda. Ms. Mwanya has reiterated ZICA's support for emergency fiscal interventions, but stressed the importance of maintaining long-term economic stability as the country navigates the current crisis.
Suspension of fuel-related taxes, although presented as a temporary measure, risks reinforcing the fiscal pressures associated with fuel subsidies. In practical terms, the distinction between a tax suspension and a subsidy is minimal, as both effectively redirect government revenue towards stabilizing fuel prices. While recognizing the exceptional circumstances facing the country, Zika emphasizes